Good morning. This would be the last series of Christmas. The name above every name at Christmas. And we'll be in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 to 22. You know, when talk about the names, when we talk about the name, in your mind, when you hear about the word greatness, who do you think? The person with the greatness. Let's just say in sport, when I'm talking about the greatness, the person who really great in sport, which name would pop in your mind? Let's just say football. Okay. And what if the president, which name would pop up your name in your mind about the great president? Chuck Bush. Well, usually they talk about Abraham Lincoln. Okay. No? Who is Abraham Lincoln? Okay. Free the slavery. Science. Which name would pop up in your mind about the greatest mind in science? Einstein. Oh, at least we're in common here. Einstein, the theory of relativity. Let's see, what else? How about literature? Shakespeare. Oh, at least we get 2 out of 4. Not bad. So I'm the older generation, so at least we get 50-50 in common. But when we talk about the great names, the Bible say there is one name that is above name. In the book of Philip, chapter 2, verse 9. Is it the name of Jesus? Because Jesus is better known today and followed by more than people than ever before in history. Some people estimate that roughly about 80,000 people every day worldwide come to faith in Jesus Christ. And every way, his name above all name. Even at Christmas time, we celebrate Christmas for the whole month of December. His name above every name. So how is this supposed to be true? So 3 things I will share with you. The name above of every name come to us by the Holy Spirit. The name above all the name confront us with our sin, and thirdly, comfort us with salvation. Jesus, the name above name, comes to us by the Spirit. If you have the Bible, you can read with me in the Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. So what do we learn about the name that is above name? Because the Bible talking about she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. This is the fact of the Christmas story, and sometimes we dare to overlook. Jesus was born by the Virgin as a result of the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And like verse 18, in the Greek New Testament, the word in Greek say ek pneuma hagios, the hour of the Holy Spirit. The word like hagios means holy, pneuma means spirit. And now we use in English word like a pneumonia, the root word about the breath, the wind. Hagios means holy. Pneuma means spirit. Ek. It's just like the word when you see the word like exit at the door. Okay? That's the word in Hebrew, in Greek, say ek. So when you put together, it means the birth of Jesus Christ, ek Holy Spirit, hour of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus comes directly from the presence of God himself. And why it's so important, we need to know about this. There's 2 reasons. Number one, Jesus is the only person ever born who is qualified to be your Savior. He has God as his father. He was born, virgin born. That means he was able to live sinless life and die a perfect death, so that he could be satisfaction for all our sins. When God sent Jesus, he didn't send just any person. Okay? He came in person because Jesus fulfilled the prophet Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Some of you, you're already familiar with the term Emmanuel for such a long time. But I'm kept explain. Emmanuel means God with us in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 23. So Jesus is God with the body because he was conceived out of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, everything about Christian life is initiated by the Holy Spirit. Even the Christmas story would not be possible without the Holy Spirit. Even your soul would not be saved without the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus Christ would not be in here if it were not for the Holy Spirit. So when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, the Holy Spirit resides in you. There's a connection between the Holy Spirit of God and you. And a lot of people say, well, Mr. Sun, can you explain how everything connected? It reminds me about the story. How many of you already do on the diving with the air tank in the back? I try some. Okay. When you carry the oxygen tank and you do diving in the water, okay, you rely on the oxygen. So you breathe based on the oxygen, the air above the water. So when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, the Bible said like the Holy Spirit will live in you, will sit in the throne of your life. So he's just like the oxygen tank when you dive in the water. Because you live in the world, you face a lot of challenge, a lot of things you don't know right or wrong. Okay, give a relatively truth. So sometimes you don't know, you know, this year may be true, but next year may be false. So you rely on the Holy Spirit to recognize right or wrong. What is absolutely true and what is a relative truth? So we can distinguish the different, so we can behave and act differently. You work in the environment, we have a challenge. And this day, everything seems like flow around the relative truth. And you rely on the Holy Spirit to help you what is absolute truth from the Bible, from the Bible, and what is a relative truth the people create truth and put out there for you. And that's the tough challenge for every one of us. So that reason why everything in the Christian life initiated by the Holy Spirit, okay? And we have to link with the Holy Spirit as air, so we can have the clear mind, clear sense of what is true or not true, or even teach the children grow up to be a good person in the society, and also, you know, to help the world. Secondly, the name above name, Jesus Christ, confront us with sin And the Bible, the next verse talking about, she will give birth to a son, and you are given him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from sins. So he confronts us, other people, with sin. In the 21st century, we may be tempted with the describe the Christian faith, but it's only from the psychological term. And even in psychology, they even have the lesson or the courses about Christianity, but with the respect of psychology. And there are psychological issues in life, you know, we have to face with. But the main problem is not psychological, because our main problem, if you go back to the Bible, because of sin problem. Even from the beginning of time in the Garden Eden, and when man have sinned, and God when he and then kept run away, hide from God, and when God say, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" And Adam said, "I'm hiding because I fear of you." So when man has sinned, there's some fearful with God, and also there's some fear and afraid with each other. Okay? For example, husband and wife. Let's just say if the husband lied to the wife, and trust me, something in him, okay, it bothered him. And usually the wife is very sensitive. Yeah. She knows right away. And suddenly something changed. He looked like he hid something. Vice versa with the wife with respect to the husband. So husband and wife, the basic principle of life and the basic principle rely on the Holy Spirit. Don't ever lie to each other, okay? Because eventually it will pop up. The truth will be revealed. So it's a problem, the sin problem. At the core of every human being is a twisted part of us that tend toward which not pleasing God. Somehow, maybe because, you know, we descended from Adam and Eve, some part of us, somehow, somewhere in there, may go through your mind so many times of the day, try not to please in God. And the matter of fact, the word said, "For he will save his people from their sin," in verse 21. The Greek word for sin is mean to miss the mark. Okay, miss the mark is just if you're just thinking about like the archer, he tried to hit the target, okay, and he keep missing that mark or the center or the target. So when the archer completely missed the target, he released the arrow from the bow, and the trajectory of the arrow is wrong. And the same thing for our life, okay? If we not focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, not focus on God, our God word, and sometimes we plan our life just like the archer, shoot the arrow but miss the mark. And remember, when you were young, if you miss the mark by 1 degree, but when you get older, it's a very, you know, fast stretch of miss the target. And some of you talk to me about it's just like when the astronaut, the aerospace, when they try to shoot the rocket to the moon, the calculation had to be absolutely exact, because if they miss by 1 degree, when they try to rocket to the moon, if they miss from Earth 1 degree, they may miss the moon with the distance. So we have sinned against God. We are off target. And sometimes it's very, very difficult for us ourselves to try to fix the sin problem. It's just like, you almost die in the ocean. You swim out there and you have a muscle cramp. And it's very difficult for you. You cannot swim because you're so hurt at the muscle cramp. And then you try to save yourself. It's very, very difficult. So we need a Savior, we need Christ to be saved. As a Christian, sometime during the Christmas holiday, we sensationalize Christmas, we sentimentalize Christmas, and if you go to shopping, they secularize Christmas. However, Jesus Christ, he wants to save us at Christmas, especially during this season. Thirdly, name above all name, Jesus, right? He comforts us with salvation. If we continue to read verse 21 again, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. So when you talk about Jesus, the name of Jesus, that name this day is very, very common. And back in the time of Jesus Christ, the Hebrew word of Jesus is Joshua, or Jeshua. Jeshua is mean Yahweh is salvation. Jeshua, Yahweh is salvation. So you see, you cannot even say the name of Jesus without saying God on about salvation. So our problem is sin. Our solution is Jesus and salvation that he is bringing. That reason why the Bible says, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. So when you tell the people Jesus, what exactly does it mean? It means God is salvation. Yahweh is salvation. So by just explain the name of Jesus, it means you share the gospel. So say, I believe in Jesus. What exactly does it mean? It means I believe God is salvation. He saved me. So why he saved me? What did he do to save me? By explaining the name of Jesus, you share the gospel. Okay? But sometimes the issue, we say the name Jesus, but we don't even know the meaning behind the word. So, you shall call his name Jesus. He will save the people their sin. Verse 21. The word save is meant to rescue. It's the word that describes somebody in trouble. Someone else help this person out of the trouble. Salvation in the Greek word is mean sozo. And that reason why you get the English word soteriology, the doctrine of salvation, from the word sozo. It's mean to deliver, to rescue, or to save. So I hope that because today is the last Sunday of the year, I want you to understand and really get hold of the word Jesus. God is salvation. Yahweh is salvation. So we say a lot about Christmas. Yesterday, our family gathered together to have a Christmas dinner and open the gift. And of course, there is some, COVID going on. So half the family, we kept down. They may have flu or whatever. So we say, okay, stay home. Okay? And on the one healthy, we organize at Leo Alia house. Okay? So on the healthy, get together and have Christmas. And of course, the one who thinking they are not feeling well, they stay home. We have good time, both location. So we talk about Christmas, and we talk about the plan. We talk about the new organization. We talk about the VaxNet organization, medical community network. Hopefully by next year, summer of next year, we organize some kind of like medical event at the church. And hopefully all you nurses participate in. And the president of VaxNet, Leah, can you stand up? She was elected to be the president of VaxNet. So now you know. And if you get the phone call from Leo, and Leo will be event coordinator, so he will be on the phone and try to call and talk. So at least next year, we have one event, medical event, pull the community in the church, okay, to help them out. And probably we have some other organization, community support. We work together with our church and put together event. So just spread the word. If you need any information, just talk to Aliyah because she just got elected actually a couple of weeks ago as a president. So what we try to talk about Christmas time, now every year we get older, so the next generation will have to step in and work, link with the community, so the people would know we are the Christian. Okay? And we, for 2022, we organized the team from both generation, the older generation, baby boom generation, and millennium generation. So I will be the member of that, and Chu Thanh represent older generation, and the new generation, and Mục sư Chris and John, and a few other folks. We get together and try to figure out how to pass the baton from generation to generation. So that's really, really exciting about it. So we talk about a lot of Christmas. We talk about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ means Yahweh salvation. So how do we get the information or the emotion, the excitement about the name of Jesus to the next generation? And that's what we plan to do. Okay? And with the name of the Lord, we be saved. It doesn't say you have to know everything about the Bible teaches. It doesn't say you have to be in any denomination or the man or American. It doesn't say you have to be white or black. Okay, just any ethnic group. The Bible said everyone is mean man, woman, young or old. Everyone who call on the name of Jesus Christ will be saved. So that's what it means, name above name. And what it means, Jesus Christ at Christmas. So three things we ought to go over. The name above name, like Jesus Christ, he come to us with the Spirit. And everything we do with the driving force, the Holy Spirit. And each one of you believe in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit sitting in your throne of your heart, and it drives everything. So we'll be able to distinguish the absolute truth and relative truth, so we can act and behave properly. And of course, the name of Jesus is Yahweh. His salvation will help us to confront with any sin we face, and also all the people. And we know for sure we have salvation. So this Christmas, I hope and I pray that the only name can meet all of us' need in the name of Jesus, the name above all name. Let us stand up so I can pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the last Sunday of the year. We review the last segment of series, Christmas season. So I pray that all the folks in this room and the folks on the internet understand the name above name, and that Jesus Christ, he come to us by the Holy Spirit. He confronted sin and he comforted us with salvation. And I pray that the Christmas, the last Sunday of the year, the only name can meet all our need, the name above all name, like the name of Jesus. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all God's children in this room and on the internet. Be with each one of us from now and forever. Amen.